Daily Rest, Friday, February 16th, 2024. This week's theme is Introduction to Lent. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14, verse 6. Ponder Jesus' cross as your bridge to heaven. The Apostle Paul instructed the Christians of Asia Minor, "We must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God." And so, living as a Christian undoubtedly has its uncomfortable crosses to bear. And yet, let us ponder an anecdote for a particular perspective on the value of that cross we bear. Imagine Jesus saying to you, "I give you this cross and all it gives you, such as salvation, total forgiveness of all sins, righteousness, and eternal life. This is the key to getting you into heaven. Take it with you along your life's journey." And then you proceed to uproot the cross from the ground, hang it over your shoulder as you go on your way. This cross is heavy, and your sinful flesh is always telling you to drop it. Be comfortable. Give in to sin, if that makes you happy. The devil is always trying to tempt you that you would be a lot better off if you just dropped the cross. Sinful world ridicules and mocks you and everyone else who bears the cross, calling it weakness and lunacy. A lifetime of bearing this cross is humbling, and every time pain and temptation comes from these outside forces, we are tempted to throw it off and run with the load off our backs. And yet, by God's grace, we continue on with the cross until one day in our journey we come to a narrow yet raging river, the day of our deaths. How are we ever going to get across the river? The answer is simple. Lay the cross from bank to bank and cross from death to life. Jesus' cross, though it can be heavy, ultimately brings salvation. Without it, you would never be able to cross the river and pass from death to life. Thanks be to Jesus for his cross. Grant that I may willingly bear with thee that my crosses, learning humbleness of thee, peace mid pain and losses. May I give thee love for love. Hear me, O my Savior, that I may in heaven above sing thy praise forever. Amen.